If you're a fan of the paranormal, you've probably already discovered Travel Channel's new cable program, Portals to Hell, starring Jack Osborne and paranormal researcher and investigator Katrina Weidman, which airs Friday nights at 10 o'clock. Katrina, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you. Yes, thank you so much for having me, Lee.
You're no stranger to the paranormal, having worked on A&E's show Paranormal State and Paranormal Lockdown on TLC and Destination America. Tell us about your interest in the paranormal, when it started, and how you met Jack Osborne.
Well, I kind of have a typical story, I think, as far as a lot of paranormal researchers go. It really started when I was a child, and I grew up in a house that had a lot of strange activity that we couldn't explain. So the first house I grew up in, you know, until I was about 6 years old, we had a lot of experiences, and I was very young. So I know my sister remembers a lot of that stuff happening, and she would see a man walking down the hallway, and she also saw a little girl that looked exactly like me. And the families that moved in after us, one of them was my aunt. My aunt actually bought the house after us. She had a lot of experiences, and I know the people that moved in after her actually approached my family asking if we ever had strange experiences because they were having things that they couldn't explain. Then the house that we moved in after that also had a lot of weird things happening. You know, so it just kind of left me with this burning question of, you know, what is this stuff? And any answer somebody could give me wasn't really good enough. So it started me off on this kind of quest to research and figure out what is actually happening. And Jack and I, we've known of each other for a very long time. You know, Jack's been in the paranormal since he's been interested in it. He knew of me. And when, you know, this project was gearing up to happen, he reached out to me and we had a very, very long talk about, you know, our philosophies in the field and what we wanted to achieve in the field. And it led to this project and us teaming up for this.
In one press release, I read the premise of the show Portals to Hell, which premiered on April 26th on the Travel Channel, was to, and I quote, investigate haunted locations in search of irrefutable evidence that a spirit world exists and death is not the end. How did you go about narrowing down the field, since you've done so many investigations, to narrow it down to just 8 haunted locations for the series?
Yeah, it's tough because there are so many great locations that have a lot of fame to their name, I guess, you know, great places to up your chances of getting activity and documenting it. Portals to Hell, I think to me and Jack, there are certain places that people kind of use this terminology, portals, right? And those places is where you tend to find the darkest, most sinister, craziest activity. So you'll meet people that are like, I was thrown up against the wall. I was choked by unseen hands. I was scratched. And so there's places throughout the world that don't have that type of activity, but still claim to be haunted. So what is it about these places, these dark, negative places that make them so active and make the activity so violent? So it really became a search for, you know, can we document that type of activity? And so when you only have just 8, you kind of want to go to the places that there's a lot of witnesses that are claiming that this stuff happened to them. And so I think that's where, you know, we started to look as far as locations go. What places will give us the best chance to document this type of activity? And so, you know, we came up with Eastern State Penitentiary, obviously like a notoriously haunted place. Bobby Mackey's, again, like it's probably the most infamous place for negative activity in the paranormal field. You know, we have Twin City Opera House and we have LaLaurie Mansion, which has never properly been investigated and especially not on TV. So that was kind of a new one, but we had some really interesting activity from there.
Well, the first location was in Juneau, Alaska, the Alaskan Hotel. The second location was this past Friday night, May 3rd, and it was here in Ohio at the Twin City Opera House in McConnellsville. Where is that? And I understand that Jack had an unusual encounter.
Yeah, so a Twin City Opera House is in McConnellsville, Ohio, and it was a really interesting location. I had never been there before. Jack had never been there before. But I think the most fascinating thing is that the ghost tours is actually led by, he's an ex-cop. His name is Eric. You know, that's always surprising because, you know, cops are taught to think very logical and be pragmatic in their choices. So for, I think, somebody in the community in that area of work to come forward and say, hey, I've had these experiences here and I'm not the only one and I want to shed some light on this, I thought that was really fascinating. And he's had some really negative experiences there, as well as other people. He kind of started his own paranormal team, and other people on his team have had these experiences. And as we dug further back, we found out these experiences go back decades. It's not a recent occurrence. And we all had really interesting experiences there. And there's a very negative force that they call Charlie that hangs out in the basement. And, you know, they have some really fascinating photography that has come out from the basement particularly. So that's kind of what drew us there.
Well, this coming Friday night at 10 o'clock on Portals to Hell, you, Jack, and the team visit our own Bobby Mackey's Music World, which has been the focus of a number of national investigators from other paranormal shows. When did you arrive at the club? How many days were you there? And what kind of equipment did you set up? Kind of take us behind the scenes.
So we went to Bobby Mackey's, and we were there for a couple of days. Typically, our investigations are like 3 or 4 days. And this was Jack's first time there. This was my second time. So we knew going in, you know, obviously there's so many stories about Bobby Mackey. So we knew going in, we kind of needed to be maybe on our toes. You know, a lot of people have some very negative experiences there. And my experience there the first time, although I had experiences, I wouldn't call them negative. So I was really curious personally to see why that was. Would my experience be the same this time around? Would it be different? And surprisingly, what I noticed is that tensions run very high in that atmosphere. And it's something I had been told about before, but I never really paid attention to the first time because I didn't really think anything of it. And we noticed within our crew that people that are normally very calm and even keel were very high on the tension scale. And it's just sort of like everybody was on edge and nobody could really put a finger on why. And one of the things we did, because I think paranormal investigating, it's not just about equipment, because all of the equipment is fringe science. You know, nothing can say 100% this is a ghost. So we bring in a lot of equipment from different engineers who are trying to piece this together with us. But one of the things we did that I thought was really fascinating is we brought in a bunch of different eyewitnesses. They didn't know each other. I think a couple people knew each other, but, you know, for the most part, they were all strangers. And we just sort of had them recount their stories for us. And it became like almost this group therapy session. And it was interesting just how many people had the same experience in that place. And it just became a really interesting social experiment. And I think it greatly helped our investigation because it pointed us in the right direction of, you know, which areas should we focus on to try to document and, you know, at least help back up their claims that something paranormal is happening here.
Well, of course, we've heard for years and years and years that there's a portal to hell down in the basement, somehow maybe being linked to the Licking River. Did you have cameras downstairs as well as upstairs where the stage is?
Yeah, we had cameras pretty much everywhere. You know, we set them up as much as we can. And it's a big space, so you can't cover every single corner. It's a little tough. But we did have cameras upstairs and downstairs. And yes, and that's one of the reasons we wanted to go to Bobby Mackey's because, I mean, they literally call the basement the portal to hell. You know, that's kind of like the little pet name they've given it. So the basement has always been of great importance to paranormal researchers because that seems to be where the negative activity occurs. And that's where the negative activity happened before word even got out that, you know, the place was allegedly haunted or that people were having these experiences. So Bobby Mackey's has had a longstanding history with the paranormal long before the public even knew about it.
You also had a psychic join you for this investigation there. Tell us about her.
So that would be Cindy. We've brought out Cindy a couple times on investigation, and she does automatic writing. So that's her specialty. That's where she focuses on. And she believes that these spirits communicate with her, and she just brings a kind of like a pad and a pen. And she'll sit down and she'll just free write. And so she was doing that and giving us the messages from whoever might be communicating with her. And one of the things that was a little weird is these messages kind of got a little dark, very negative towards us, towards the people in the room. So, you know, that's always of concern, you know.
I would think so. Well, I just want to talk about one more of the shows because the investigations were in Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Utah, and also you mentioned down in New Orleans at that mansion. Jack was there I saw him spend a night there during Ozzy and Jack's world tour. Ozzy didn't stay there overnight, but Jack did. With Jack being there, did that kind of open the door, so to speak, to your investigation?
You know, it's hard to say because I had never been there before. So I can't say, that we wouldn't have had experiences if Jack hadn't have been there. But there is a belief in the field, at least, that the more you go to a place, you might have better chances of documenting something. The longer you stay in a place, you might have better chances. So, I mean, I would assume that maybe that was part of the reason why we had such luck there as far as documenting some of our experiences.
Or even getting in there, because other people haven't been able to get in there at all.
Yeah, and that was honestly the reason why we were able to get in there. You know, and I've worked as a producer in the field, too, for various shows. And, LaLaurie is always on the top of everybody's list to try to get in there. And it's even hard to get in touch with the people that own the place. You know, so we absolutely got in there because Jack knows the people. And, they trusted him, so they trusted us. And they said, sure, you can definitely come in and see what you can find. And I think we found a lot of really interesting things, not only in the paranormal realm, but also just researching and trying to document the history, because there's so many rumors swirling around that place. Obviously, a lot of them are just rumors. Not all of them are true. So that was another one of our goals, try to, break down some of those rumors as best as we can.
So do you have a research staff who just work on the rumors and everything else, the back history of all these places?
Yeah, so we have an excellent production team, and we have a lot of producers that work on, researching and securing locations, but also me and Jack will do that as well. Jack's been in the field for a very long time. I've been in the field for a very long time, and part of your job as a researcher is to dive in and actually research. But since you have so many locations in such a short amount of time, you absolutely need that production team. I mean, they're essential to helping secure all those places and helping secure eyewitnesses and help with the research and, really move that and drive that forward.
Do you think the Travel Channel will give you a second season?
I mean, we're hopeful, but that's up to the audiences, I think, so hopefully people tune in and like what they see, and we'll be back on the road.
And on a personal note, what are your summer plans? Are you doing other investigations over the summer?
Yeah, I do a lot of different things over the summer. So I do have some plans for traveling just for fun. And I have some events coming up. I do lectures throughout the country and in the UK. So there's a lot of paranormal conferences coming up, and our conference season starts in May. So I'll be at a couple of different locations, Pennhurst, right outside of Philadelphia. I'll be lecturing there. And Old South Pittsburgh Hospital in Tennessee, I'll be lecturing there. So there's a couple places on the docket.
Thanks for speaking with us tonight, Katrina, and be safe on your journeys.
Thank you so much, Lee.
I've been in conversation with Katrina Weidman, one of the hosts of the Travel Channel series Portal to Hell, which airs Friday nights at 10 o'clock. You'll find a link at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Lee Hay.
No matter which way you go, no matter which way you stay, you're out of my mind, out of my mind.